Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
I hope you've enjoyed this week at looking at loving your neighbor. Finally, one way we can do that is to show authentic relationships with your neighbor. Leviticus 19, 17, and 18 says, "Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly, so you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." There are far too many broken relationships in our world. 1 John 2:9 says, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness." You know, the church or the community of faith should be one place where we know people work hard at maintaining good relationships, loving friendships. God gave us instructions for dealing with just that. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, it says, "If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, and just between the two of you. And if he listens to you, then you won your brother over." You know, not insisting on your own rights. That's exactly what we need to do. Someone once said that being a good neighbor is a person that will look at your vacation pictures all evening without telling you, "I've been there too." I hope that you're that type of neighbor, that you share Christ's love with someone in a way that doesn't insist on your own rights or brings things back to yourself. I dare you to love your neighbors like you've never loved them before. This is Pastor John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you to go the distance in Christ.